The law as it passed by the British Parliament is to come into effect on the 1st of April. It would mean that there would be a €10 charge for any heavy goods vehicles of 12 tonnes or more travelling on roads in the north of Ireland. There is an exemption which has been pointed out to me by the Minister for Transport available, which only includes roads 7 miles either side of the across the border into the north between the Republic and the north of Ireland. But that's simply not sufficient, and I have pointed out to Minister Varadkar and Minister O'Dowd, Fergus O'Dowd, who was taking an adjournment debate which I tabled in the Senate last night, that there needed to be a greater exemption. I've pointed out that what the investment of over £20 million sterling made by the Irish government to the development of the A5 route, which travels from Donegal through the north, taking trucks to Dublin, there needed to be a full exemption for at least the A5 route and other roads in the north of Ireland. Other main roads in particular, and Minister Varadkar had a meeting yesterday afternoon with his British counterpart, and I understand from the response which I've received that this issue was discussed, and that the Irish officials in the Department of Transport, together with officials now in the British Secretary of State's Department, are working on trying to bring about an exemption for particularly the A5 route, but other routes as well. I have pushed Minister Varadkar to make sure that there would be a full exemption for all Irish registered trucks while travelling through roads in the north.
Is a full exemption for trucks going into the north from the Republic, is that not asking for too much, or would that be, or can you see that being a possibility?
Well, I can, because this law has been passed by the British House of Commons, and the law affects Ireland, or the north of Ireland, Scotland, Wales and England. But there's a very unique situation in the north of Ireland, and taking on board the spirit of the Good Friday Agreement, the investment by the Irish taxpayer in the A5 route in the north of Ireland, I do think that there should be an exemption, and I think that there's valid grounds to obtain that exemption. It's now a matter for the officials in both departments to thrash out proposals, and then a political agreement to be reached between both governments, and it's something which will have to be kept on the agenda, which we will have to get a result on very, very quickly, because of course the charge is due to come in on the 1st of April, so the Minister needs to respond to this situation quickly. He needs to stand up and be counted and represent the HGV operators, hauliers in Ireland. There are 9,500 vehicles which this will affect within the state, and it will particularly affect vehicles in County Donegal, given our proximity to the border and the need to travel through the north to get to Dublin, and so on and so forth.